Okay, we're on the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph, I think. The Ad Kama, how much, they had to tear out the Kilayim. So how much? Omer of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Ka'osa Shishoninu, Kalsa Sheyeshba, Rova Zerum, Minacher Yimayit. Rashi learns is talking about how to plant. If you have seeds, you have to plant. And you have a rova of a saw, which is 1/24 of a saw. That's not a quarter of a saw. It's a rova of a kav per saw. So it's 1/24 of a saw, and you have that many different kinds of seeds, you're allowed to plant it. Less than that. If you have that or more, then you can't plant it. So similarly, if you have a field that grew an insignificant amount of kilayim, right, less than that, 1/24 per saw, then you don't have to uproot it. Shirashi. V'ad kama havi kilayim b'chayev levaklo. How much do you have to, what's it called, if it's kilayim, either you have to mevatlo, the halacha is also you're allowed to add more seeds. Even though the halacha is you can't be mevatlo in Yisrael l'chatzila, here it's not awesome. Just that if you plant it, it'll become also mishum kilayim. So therefore, you can avoid the isser by putting more in, and then when it'll grow, it'll be bottle. Rova hakav, echad michavdal v'saw. Rova hakav, which is 1/24 of a saw. Yimayich, imzara, rova hakav, yimatenu v'yakrenu. If you planted a rova hakav in a whole saw with that proportion, then you have to uproot it. V'atanya, yiskinu shumathkirim kol asaw dekula. They made a takon, they should be mafker the whole soda, not to uproot the kilai, but to be mafker the soda. So most of the stories look kasha. Kan kodim takona, kan lachar takona. Before the takona, they used to uproot the kilai. After the takona, they were mafker the soda. Titania, barishono hayu okri mashlichon fnei behemton. In the beginning, they would be okri the kilai, the shluchei beizdin would be okri the kilai, and they'd leave it there for the animals of the person who owned the field to eat. Everybody was very happy. They got their work done by the what's it called, by the Shulchei Beizdin, and they got their animals to eat. Because Kilayim is not Osir Bahanoah, except Kilay Kakerim. But this is talking about Kilay Zroyim. Kilay Zroyim is not Osir Bahanoah. Achashim and Achashim Lem Sodeim, when they weeded their fields, the Achashim Ashlichim Lefnei Behemta. And they also got their animals fed. So they saw they weren't getting anything anywhere with this Takona. So Yiskinushu Okrim Ashlichim Aladrochim. So they decided they're not going to throw it in front of the animals anymore. They're going to throw it into the road. They still had one big simcha shemanashim sedaseim. They made a takana for shemafka the whole sod. Now we said before, the question was asked, b'chora, why is that sorche harabim to take away the kilayim? First of all, to take away an isur, to stop people from doing an isur is sorche harabim. Beis Din has the responsibility to stop people from doing isur. So that in itself is sorche harabim. But beyond that, this part could be that it would be hefker. Not that the field would be hefker. But these specific things would be hefker, meaning they would, what's it called, leave little bits in their field, which are taken, and people would be nichshol in the Isser of Kilayim, not knowing that this had grown together with other things that aren't there now. Right? So therefore, they were mafker the whole field. It's not that the people mafker their whole field. But it's possible that this kilayim will get into the hands of other people, and therefore it's a michshul for the rabbi. And therefore they made a takana, not just to be mafker this stuff. He mafker the whole field. The entire field became a hefker, and that was a knas for the people who didn't uproot their kilayim. Okay.
Rashi.
Yeah, I'm saying, we don't have to be aniyim. There's certain things that people aren't makbid on, and people can come and take, or that are hefker. They're surely for aniyim. But the main thing is that it's not because other people are going to be nichshol, because Beis Din has a responsibility to make sure that nobody's nichshol in kilayim.
If the whole field's hefker, they can still take it, the kilayim.
What?
People can still take the kilayim if the whole field's hefker and eat it.
Yeah, but the knas is enochanami, right? You can't misak in everything, besides the fact that now you can see this kilayim, because these people didn't uproot it, right? These people didn't take care of it. But beyond that, it's a knas for the people, so they'll do it. We want them now to be okra. Right. This way, they won't want to lose ownership, so they'll take care of it. The purpose wasn't to be mafka the field. The purpose was to get them to take okra the kilayim. V'atanya kol ha'sod ha'kula, v'atom ha'si mait, sh'menachshin sadoseim, sh'luchei beizim, mish'olahem. The Shulchei Beizdin got paid to weed these people's fields. Shnotna kilayim me'elam misnachish. They take out the kilayim, that's weeding the field. Taking out the things they really don't want. Okay. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Moshchin es hamayim me'ilon le'ilon, uvevad shlo yashkes kol ha'sodah. You have a sodah ha'bal, a sodah that needs irrigation. So you're not allowed to irrigate the tvua. But there's also trees growing in that field. So you're allowed to water the trees. The trees have to be watered, right? So hefzer. So you're allowed to water the trees, but you're not allowed to water the rest of the field because of the trees. Zroyim shloshosu lifnei hamoed lo yashkin b'moed. If you have, even in a beis hashalchin, right, which, what's it called, which needs constant irrigation. So, what's it called, if you didn't water those, that tvua before Chol HaMoed, then you can't do it on Chol HaMoed, because it's not a hefsid anymore. The Chachomim matirim zeh bezeh bezeh. The Chachomim matir both. That if you have to water the trees, you're allowed to water the rest of the field, because that's Reb Meir, who holds that a Sodeh Beis HaBaal you also can water. And that's the Chachomim here. And also, that even if the Zroyim weren't irrigated before Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to water them on Chol HaMoed, Rashi. By trees, it's always a beis hashalchin, because trees always need to be irrigated. But the rest of the sodeh is a field that doesn't need irrigation, so beside itself, you couldn't water it. So I might think, since you're watering the trees anyway, you might as well water the tvua. You're not allowed to. You didn't water them constantly before Chol HaMoed, so they got used to being watered, and therefore it would be a hefsid. It won't be a pseida. If you don't water them Chol HaMoed, they're not used to getting irrigated, and therefore either they should have been irrigated, they're dead. Or they'll survive without irrigation. The Chachomim matorim zebzeb zeva hashkis is kol asodeh kula. The Chachomim are matir that if you have to water the trees, you can water the rest of the field too. The hashkit b'moed zroyim shloshosuf ne'amoed, and also to be mashkis zroyim even if you didn't water them before Chol HaMoed. The high Chachomim hainu Reb Meir, and this Chachomim is Reb Meir. To Amar le'el mashkim imenu afilu sodeh beis habar. Reb Meir holds not like the Mishnah, that you're allowed to water even a Sodeh Beis HaBaal. It doesn't have to be a great hefsid. The Omer of Yehuda, im hoysa Sodeh mitunenes, mutter. Right, Rashi, Omer of Yehuda, hoda Omer of Elezer, avalo yashkes ha-Sodeh kula, that which Reb Elezer said, that you're not allowed to water the whole field if you're watering the trees, aval im hoysa Sodeh mitunenes, lecho v'yaveisha mutter lashkosa. If it's a field that was moist, the yabsha, and it got dried out, then it's mutter. Afagav the havisodeh beis habal, even though it's a soda that normally does not need irrigation, but if it dried up, then it's going to be a big loss if you don't water it. Kiven the havi lecha ad hashta, since till now it was moist, ilo mashke lo havi psei the yisera, and now it dried up, now it has to be watered again. Tanya nami hachi, when we said you're not allowed to water a soda beis habal b'chol ha'moed, lo amru ela b'zroyim shlo shosum ufnei ha'moed. That's only with zroyim that you didn't water them before chol ha'moed. You didn't become used to getting irrigated. Av zroyim sheshosum ufnei ha'moed mutar lashkosum b'moed. But if you got this field used to irrigation before chol ha'moed, then if you stop the irrigation, it's going to be a big loss. And if it was a soda that was moist and then dried up, also it's a hefsid. It's mutter. The ain mashkin soda greed b'moed, or greer, it's a machlokas over which there's two different nishchos, greed or greer. The chachomim matirim b'zeh u'b'zeh. Rashi. Soda greed, yedesha me'olam. It's a dried out field. She ain tzorech lahashkoso, which you don't have to, what's it called, now, if this field was moist and it dried out, then it's a hefsid if you don't re-irrigate it. But if it was always dry, a dry field that produces crops, there's no reason to have to, what's it called, to irrigate it. Bezel bezel, besod the greed, ubezroim shloshos of them. And the Chachamim are matter both of them. They're matter to, this is Reb Meir again. Reb Meir holds that a sodah habal, even if a sodah that doesn't need irrigation, you're allowed to irrigate on Chol HaMoed. And he also holds that even the grains that were not watered before Chol HaMoed, you can water them on Chol HaMoed. Omer Avinu, Shema Mino, Hai Tarbitza Shori L'Tarbutze B'Chol HaDemoada. Right? You're allowed to water a garden, a vegetable garden, called a green garden, I think, yeah, a vegetable garden. Tarbitza is Gina, Rashi says. Shorli Tarbutze L'Zalif Ole'amayim. You're allowed to sprinkle water on it. Afagav V'Lekha Pseh. Even there's not going to be any Pseida, but that's not called mamish watering. That's just keeping them moist so you'll be able to eat them. See you in 1 second. Whereas the Sodha greed, my timer, to Afla Mashva L'Kharfa. Hachinami Afla Mashva. What's the reason that the Chachomim are matir to water a dry field? Right? L'Khor, it's not going to take away a Pseida. It's just going to make the crops grow faster. Same thing over here, right? Even though there's no Pseida, if you don't sprinkle water on the vegetables, it'll just make them grow faster. That's okay. That's what Reb Meir holds. L'tarbutze l'haskos, loshen ein mechavdim v'lo in marbitzin. Hainu hashko pursa. So it's a light irrigation. In order that they should sprout, they should come out of the ground. The Brisa says later on, that which the Mishnah prohibits is real irrigation. But this is just a sprinkling, a light sprinkling. It won't help the things to mamish grow, but it'll help them to come out faster. Even though there's no loss, what there's no loss by the sodha greed. It will make the tvua come out earlier. Won't make it any better. Right? And won't get ruined if you don't do it. It'll just make it come out earlier. Same thing over here. You're allowed to do it if it'll make it come out earlier, even though there's no loss. Tana Rabbanan. Marbitzim sodha lovan b'shvius avalo b'moed. Right? Again, you're allowed to lightly water a sodha lovan. A sodha lovan is a, what's it called, a sodha beis habal on Shvius, because it's not really called watering, and watering is only the Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon will matter it, even though there's not going to be a Pseida. Avalo b'moed, but since there's no Pseida, it's an Etircha, you can't do it on Chol HaMoed. Mar says, V'hatanya marbitzin bein b'moed bein b'shvius. We have a Brisa that says you're allowed to lightly water it b'shvius and b'moed. Amravuna lokashe, Horeb Elazar ben Yaakov, Horabbanon. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov holds that what's it called, Shirashi, saw the loven beis habal. Hodik tani avalo yashkin b'moed, hain Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. To omer avalo yashkis kol asode kula. Then our Mishnah. Right? Rav Elazar holds that even though you can water trees, you can't water the whole field. Hodik tani bein b'moed bein b'shviyas, hainu chachomim, to makirin lahashkos afilu kol asode. And that which says that you're allowed to water soda beis habal is the Chachamim. The Chachamim, again, is Reb Meir, who holds, not like our Mishnah, that even a soda beis habal you're allowed to water. Other Rishonim learned that since we're not talking about real watering, we're talking about lightly watering it, even not Reb Meir, even the regular Chachamim. Like Rashi said before, our Mishnah is what's it called, is dafka real watering. But light watering, even our Mishnah would be matir. So the Chachomim over here is not loved after Reb Meir. Tanya idoch, marbitzim saw the love and erev shvius, kadesh yetsu yurokos b'shvius. You're allowed to lightly water a saw the love and an erev shvius, even though it's going to help for shvius, because the vegetables will come out earlier on shvius, and they're not shvichim because they already sprouted at least before, or they're in a place where there's no shvichim or whatever. Not only that, you're allowed to water them on Shvius in order they should come out on Shvius. According to some, however, to water them on Shvius and they should be there on Shvius, that's also mit Rabbanan. Because then it looks like mamish, like you're doing it with Tzorach Shvius and Tzavodas Karka. But to do it when the things don't come out till after Shvius, or they're not there now and they're not going to come out till Shvius, that's mutter. Rashi. Kadei Shietzu B'Shvius, Avalo Yashka B'Shvius, Kadei Shietzu B'Shvius. But do it on Shvius, when the things are there on Shvius, that you can't do. You do it before Shvius, to come on Shvius, you can do it on Shvius, to come after Shvius, but not, in other words, you can do it all the time. And this is just, the chiddush is, that you can even do it on Shvius, if there's nothing there now, it's going to only be for Motzei Shvius also. Okay, Tzodinus Ha'ishos, you're allowed to capture moles, V'yeso Achborim, real moles, nothing. Halevi variety. Okay. You're allowed to capture moles and achborim and mice, misoda ha'ilon, right? From a tree, they destroy the trees. Misoda ha'loven, kedarko b'moed. Kedarko b'moed, you're allowed to do it normally, naturally, on chol ha'moed, uvishvius, and on shvius. V'chachomim omrim, mishtei ha'ilon kedarko, mishtei ha'ilon, they really cause a damage. So therefore, you're allowed to do a kederech. Umistei halov and shalok kedarko. But by tvua, you can only do it shalok kedarko. You can only catch them shalok kedarko. I don't know if it's shalok kedarko of the mice or shalok kedarko of the person. But lechora, whatever is not the derech of capturing the mice. Umakrinis appears of a moed, v'shvius bo nekedarko. And you're allowed to, if you have a pirtz in a wall, you're allowed to repair it on Chol HaMoed, but you're not allowed to rebuild the wall. And on Shvius, you're allowed to build the wall regular. Rashi, Tzodin Ha'ishos, V'sod Ha'ilim B'Moed. On a field with trees, you're allowed to capture moles, the Meshim Afsidimbo, because they cause a tremendous damage to the trees. Kedarko, Shein Tzork, L'Shanos B'Tzeva, you don't have to make a unusual kind of capturing, you're allowed to do it normally. V'Shvius, Afagad M'Sakin HaSodin, and Shvius also, even though indirectly, you are helping the sada, but it's not avodas karka. It's avoda in the mole, not in the ground. It's only indirectly in the ground. B'sada ha'ilon, sod kedarkom, neshe hefsid merubo. By sada ha'ilon, it's a hefsid merubo, so you're allowed to capture them the normal way. B'sada lovin, shalok kedarko, v'eno yocholotsu kedarko b'sada lovin, but in a field of tvua, there you can't do it kedarko, mishim delo mafsid kulei hai b'sada lovin. Because in Sada Lovin, they can't, there's one tree, if they take off the roots, they destroy a lot of crops. But how much can they eat? In the Sada Lovin, it's very fragmented. You're allowed to repair a wall that fell on Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to put up a new wall. I forgot the Merzik to Oven in Jerusalem Peir. Even though it looks, the Gemara is going to say, it looks like you're trying to protect your Peiris and nobody should come in. But since that's not your intention, and you're going to be mafka the field and let people in, you're allowed to build a wall. Otherwise, what's the issue of building a wall on Shvius? Where it says, my ishos, Omer of Yehuda, beria she'en lo einayim. It's a bria that does not have eyes. And moles, even though they have little eyes, but since they don't use them often, because they're in the dark, so they become, they atrophy, basically, their eyes. Or others say that they can't see, because when they live in the dark, when they come in the sunlight, they're blinded. The evolutionists say that since the moles live underground, eventually they evolved into blind brias. We have a different Hesber. Since the Rabban Shem created moles to live underground, he didn't give them eyesight. Right? So either girsa is possible, and we like our girsa better. Omar Rava Bar Yishmuel, the Isema Rav Yemer Bar Shalmiyah, Mikra, where do we see a pasuk that hints to the fact that moles can't see. Kimo shavlul tamos yahaloch nafal eishes bal chazu. But it says eishes bal chazu, and eishes, which is this bria, can't see. Go below chazu shebal chazu shemesh, doesn't see the sun. Tana rabbon. Tzodin es ha'ishos v'yasach borim mishtei ha'lovan mishtei ha'ilan kedarko. Right, Bryce says you're allowed to capture moles and mice both from a Sada Lovan and from a Sada Ilan Kederach. Not like what's it called Chachom. Right. In the Mishnah. Umachrivin Chorei Nemolim, and you destroy ant holes. Whatever. Chorei Nemolim. Ketzer Machrivin. Now we have an eight, so how to destroy ant holes. They didn't have raids, so they had Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer. Maybe offer me chur zeh, and also until chur zeh. You take earth from one ant hole and you put it in a different ant hole. The Hain Chonkin says that they choke each other. Why? Either because they get panicked, because it's a friend of a, what's it called, a foreign colony. They can smell that it's something not from their colony and they think they're being attacked. Or there are ants in the earth from the other colony and they wage war on each other. They're very, what's it called?
Territorial.
What? Territorial, right. That's very territorial. Amar Avyemer Bar Shalmi, Vahu Dekoy Betri Avinara. The only time that the ants don't recognize the other one's turf, literally, is if they're on, not, what's it called, on, they're on two sides of a river. Then they get afraid. But if they're all in the same basic area, right, so then they're friendly. Right? They can get along with the ants that are close by. They just can't get along with ants that are far away. V'hudaleka gishra, and that's only when there's no, what's it called, bridge over the, but if there's a bridge, the ants go over the bridge and they, what's it called, they get to visit each other. V'hudaleka gamla, even if there's no bridge, but there's a plank that goes over the river, the ants can go over the plank. V'hudaleka mitzra, even if there's no plank, but there's a rope that you can, you know, in the, we'll say that, in the things that they have about, what's it called, deepest Africa, something, just take a rope and swing to the other side. That was Johnny Weissmuller, in case you didn't. Okay. Right. Ad. Now he gave away the secret, who he is. Except there's people here who never heard of Tarzan either, so. Ad kama ad parsa. How much is there have to be a separation between the ant holes till a parsa? Okay, Rashi. Bar yishen lo inayim v'chofer b'karka. It's a mole that burrows under the ground and doesn't have eyes. Micro the issues bar yishen lo inayim. Deceive kamo shavlo Thomas Yalo. Shavlo shikorin limnots. A shavlo, what is it in the English?
Snail.
Who? Snail? A snail. A snail. Thomas Yahalech Kalomar Kishiyotse Chutz Min Artiko, when the snail goes out of its shell, Riros Noflos Minenu, then it leaves a trail of rear, of what's it called, of some kind of, what?
Mucus.
Atshu Nimuach V'meis. Right? And if you take a snail out of his shell, there's mucus all around. When it walks, you can see a trail of mucus. And then it what dries up and dies. Thomas come over nomas. It melts. Nofel eishes bal chazu shemesh. Kolomer kain eishes nofels pitom la'aretz umesim. Same thing. Moles just suddenly drop dead. Below chazu because they can't see. The chonkin zed says, so if you put some of the earth from one ant hole into another ant hole, they'll choke each other. Neshem erichin is ha'ofer. Vein makirin bo so'ofer. They smell the other ants. They don't know who they are. And they think they're being attacked and they kill each other. V'hu dekoy betrei ivri nara, dekivin de'ika hefzik mayim, bein hani tarte chori namolim, ein makirin hani buffer honey. Since there's a body of water which the ants can't get over, that separate them, they don't recognize the other ant hole. But if there's not a body of water, then they visit each other, so they recognize it, and then I go, don't get scared. Gishra is a bridge, gesher. Gamla shein lo gesher, ele mines mineser echad. If there's no bridge, but there's a plank, the ants can go over the plank too. Umitzra dain kot migamla. That's even less than a plank. Ein yochol lahalacholav ela kishikoshrim chevel echad mishnei ivri hanar b'shtei yisedos v'ochsin bo v'holchin also gesher tzar. They tie a rope between the two sides and they hold on to the rope to get what Rashman Rashi is, they have like a thin plank, right? And since it's like walking a tightrope, so they have a rope to hold on to while you walk the plank, or the western plank. Aval ik achad mehem akirin hani bechurei dahani. But ants can easily go on all of them, and therefore they recognize each other's ant hole. Ad kamam ruchokim hani trechorin walim. How far the things have to be apart. Dechi ikonar rabinayu, the leka gishra, dein makirin hani bechurei dahani. How far do they have to be apart? In order that if there's a body of water between them, they won't recognize, Ad parsa. Ileka parsa binayu. Afagav the ikanara. The leka maver. Makir and hani bechurah. If there's less than a parsa, even they can sense what's going on across the river too, even though they can't get there. But if it's more than a parsa, and there's a body of water, and there's no bridges or whatever, then this eitza will help to take the offer from one and put it in the other to kill off the ants.